Now, for some of your responses to yesterday's program, we got the most email about my interview with journalist Amy Wallace. We were talking about her article on the controversy over vaccinating kids and the hate mail she's received about it. Wallace does have a point of view, as you can tell from the article's title, An Epidemic of Fear, How Panicked Parents Skipping Shots Endangers Us All.
Well, many of the letters we received expressed an opinion similar to this one, from Cree Cole McLaughlin of Los Angeles. She writes, My decision to keep myself and my children away from as many vaccines and drugs as possible is not made out of fear of the drug, but out of a lack of fear of the disease. I have a lot more faith in nature than I do in scientists, and that is a side of the story that I have yet to hear on your news broadcast.
On to less controversial things, Robert, like the Cleveland Indians.
Cleveland Indians, that's right. Their fans had to suffer through yet another horrible season and watch two former Indians pitchers face each other last night in the opening game of the World Series. Yesterday, we asked Paul Hoynes of the Cleveland Plain Dealer what Cleveland fans must be feeling right now.
Despair. They're feeling anger. They're saying to the guy sitting next to him on the bar stool, I'll never go to another Indians game again.
Well, that interview prompted this email. I am sure that your story on the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia and Cliff Lee, was high quality and well executed. I wouldn't know. I had to turn off the radio. The email is signed Nick Rarica, lifelong Indians fan.
Poor Nick. Thanks to all of you who wrote to us. You can do so by going to npr.org.